Ain't through there at all.
Yeah.
But it's still done good. I can't complain. I mean, we weren't expecting anything. Not really. I mean, we just, you know, everybody's just said, well, try it again another year. And we got some rain along in podding time. That's along in about last September, you know, somewhere around in September, middle part of September. And it seemed to help the beans, you know. It made them fill out. Their size got a little bit bigger, you know, the seed itself. It helped. It helped the yield. It brought the yield up a little bit.
Now about raising cotton, do you have to, when the cotton gets up a little bit, what do you have to do to that?
Oh, mercy. You got a lot to do before it gets up. You got to get it up first.
Yeah.
You got to get all your ground prepared. You got to bed it. You got to get your fertilizer out. You got to put your post-emergence out. You got to put your band behind it. And usually, trefflin, we use a lot of trefflin.
Yeah.
And lots of times it'll come through the ground and you have to put, you use fungicides on the seed itself, you know. And you have drip control, insecticides, and it's just a battle from start to finish, you know, getting with cotton. Of course, you spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
You make a lot of money on it if you get good yield.
Yeah, well, Bill, what do you turn the ground with first in the spring? Do you use it?
You usually, Mother Nature will let you. You go out there and you take your, it's a chisel plow, it's kind of a, well, it's a spring tooth deal. It's goes. You try to get turn up new soil if you can every year, you know, and just try to mellow your ground up, as we call it, make it sweet, you know, and turn it up, get it good and deep. In the process, pulling up Johnson grass roots and
yeah,
and just try to turn up new ground, turn your lime up on the ground,
mm-hmm.
on the top, and. You go through your distant procedure and breaking it up.
Yep.
And then you go, and you take and you come back, and mostly after we do that, first thing off, you got to keep your lime, potash,
yeah.
ammonium nitrate built up in the soil. You got to keep your nitrogen ET, like 6 point. They call it analysis on the ground. Keep it up around 6, 6.5. Because you want plenty of lime in your soil. Makes your soil mellow. And we usually go from there to distant our pre-emerges in, trefflin. That controls mostly your grasses. Control what weeds you can because you're going to have a hard enough time through the year, you know.
Yeah.
Just getting what comes through your pre-emergence and post-emergence. You got a post-emergent band you got to put on behind the cotton.
when you said you disc it, is that the same thing as using you break up the ground real?
Yeah, that's what nature lets you do. You know, it seems like in recent years you had to do things in such a hurry, you know. And
did you ever use anything else to break the ground up real fine?
Oh yeah, and years ago, you know how we used to put cotton in?
Yeah.
It seems like back when I was a boy, we never got in a hurry doing anything. Of course, we didn't farm as much ground as we do now.
Mm-hmm.
We took and went out there with old middle buster, busted the ground open, let it lay up all winter now. Go back in there in the springtime,